That invitation caused a flurry of excitement in the Ruggles household. Poor Mrs. Ruggles was almost beside herself with preparations. Such a washing and a scrubbing and mending of clothes you never saw. Larry had a new suit made out of his mother's plaid shawl. Sarah Maud trimmed her skirt with a row of brass buttons from her uncle's policeman's uniform. And Peoria gave half her candy to the next door neighbor in exchange for a pair of stockings that matched. Finally, the great day came, and after an extra tubbing and scrubbing, Mrs. Ruggles lined the children up in a row in the kitchen for a final inspection and lesson in manners.
Eli and Larry, you two are impossible to train, so just look at the rest and do as they do. Lord have mercy on you and help you to act proper. Now, is there anything else you'd like to practice?
I'm so crammed full of manners and I'm ready to bust without any dinner at all.
Me too!
Well, I'm sorry for you all. Where are your manners? To be socially acceptable, you've got to have just perfect table manners. Where are your manners?
I'm so crammed full of manners now, I think I'm gonna bust.
A napkin is for wiping only food from your face. Don't blow your nose.
Mind your manners.
In your napkin.
Mind your manners. Mind your manners. Mind your manners. You have got to mind your manners. Where are your manners? To be socially acceptable, you've got to have just perfect table manners. Where are your manners? I'm so praying for the manners now. I think I'm gonna bust.
So important. If the hostess thinks you're thankful, then she'll think of ways to please you. Please and thank you.
Mind your manners.
It's so important.
Mind your manners. Mind your manners. Mind your manners. You have got to mind your manners. Where are your manners? To be socially acceptable, you've got to have just perfect table manners. Where are your manners? I'm so praying for the manners now. I think I'm gonna bust.
Keep your lips.